I was born in Greenwood, Mississippi, 1934, and my father was a sharecropper. I am really happy and thankful that my father got us out of there, because being a sharecropper, it was another form of slavery. By the grace of God, he was able to literally sneak us out of there. But my education here was received in South Bend. First of all, we were blessed to have grown up in a neighborhood that was so diverse. I'm talking about the 40s, man, early 40s. I grew up at 523 South Taylor Street. And in our block alone, I think there were about six or seven African-American families. The rest were Orthodox Jewish, Hungarians, Polish. Like, nobody paid any attention to race at that time. And I think about that now and realize how well blessed we were in growing up. I get to Central High School, man. When it came time for our homecoming game, Central and Mishawaka, every year they would elect a Queen's Court. Well, naturally, they had all white girls for the Queen's Court. So the student council officers had to escort these ladies. These guys kept telling me, my buddies kept telling me, Mr. Pointer, who was principal at Central High School, man, Mr. Pointer's not going to let you escort a white girl to that game. Lo and behold, out of a clear blue sky, someone came to our class and told our teacher that Mr. Pointer needed to see me in his office. P.D. Pointer, when he called all of us in, he told John Donnick, the president, he said, John, you will escort Helen Morrow. She was the queen of the Queen's Court. And he said, Bill Nix, you are to escort Marty Wagner. My point being, even with some people with messed up attitudes, here are some people who were just good, straight human beings. Mm-hmm. I organized a band in Central High School, my first band. I've got pictures of that first group. We played so many sock hops around this area, man. You name the place, we played it. But that's how Billy Sticksnix and his Rhythm Rockers came about. And what happened, after we were playing so much, WSBT back in the day had a Saturday afternoon dance party called Who's Your Favorite? They had Bruce Saunders and Marge and a bunch of other people spinning records. WNDU, when they opened up, they decided they would go a step further. Mr. Roth, the station manager at WNDU at that time, that was Club 46. In other words, the station was Channel 46 back during that time. They decided, well, we're going to have an afternoon dance party for high school youngsters in the Michiana area, but we're going to see about getting a live band who's playing a lot of the top 40 rock hits and all of that. And needless to say, when that took off, it really took off. They had a waiting list, man, of youngsters trying to get in for that party. My group, all African-American, of course, the first to play live TV like that on a steady basis here in South Bend. And you know what's so beautiful? You know who was in that group, man? The late Junior Walker of Junior Walker and the All-Stars. He was my saxophonist at that time. And from that group, Billy Sticksnix and Rhythm Rockers, that's where Junior Walker's All-Stars came out of. As I said before, even with all of the inequities, racism, and discrimination in this city that I have experienced, South Bend is still a great city.